Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. As has been said, this show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. This way you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, I'm on pins and needles tonight because Artie Hoffman is our special guest, and that's one of the reasons I'm on pins and needles. The other reason is he has not called in yet, and I just left a voicemail for him. Unless he is on a number that I don't recognize, what I may just be doing is going to a few callers to see if you are Artie. At any rate, Artie Hoffman has been a master-level psychic medium and spiritual advisor for over two decades and has helped change the lives of thousands of individuals who have turned to him for answers and guidance. His strong faith and natural intuitiveness, coupled with his ability to provide emotional understanding, makes him the preeminent spiritual therapist with foresight. A nationally renowned speaker, healer, and radio personality, Artie's weekly show, Angels and Answers, gives listeners a chance to connect with him from anywhere in the U.S. People call in to discuss a variety of topics from love and relationships, career, finances, and family life to communicating with their deceased loved ones. Artie has performed his spiritual shows throughout the U.S., has performed at Trump Plaza in Atlantic City numerous times, pleasing his audience, and was booked to perform at the Palace of Versailles in France. His seminars and workshops are always well attended, drawing a large number of people wanting to gain insight and advice and to help better themselves. His clients include some of the top personalities in the movie, music, and television industry, as well as sports figures and athletes and prominent political figures. Artie conducts his one-on-one private readings at his office or over the phone, as well as doing group parties and corporate events around the country. Now, I'm just going to touch base with a couple of callers because I still do not see Artie's phone number up here. I've got area code 818. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Brittany. It's not Artie.
Okay, Brittany. Well, I'm searching out some unfamiliar phone numbers, but thank you for calling in tonight. Let me just check on a couple more and see if Artie's hiding in here somewhere under an unknown number. Hang in there, Brittany. Is this Artie? Area code 252, is this Artie? Yes, who am I speaking with, please?
This is Keisha. Area.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What is your name?
My name is Keisha. It's not Artie, though.
Okay, I'm still searching for Artie. All right, we'll see what happens here. Okay, folks, I'm still searching for Artie. Hang in there. I'm now going to be going to area code 949. Hang in there for just a minute. I'm trying to bring your mic live. We've got lots of callers tonight, and I do hope we can get to everybody. But my largest hope is that Artie appears. And if he doesn't, I'd like to just go through the people that have called in, if you're willing to talk tonight, to talk about what your hopes and dreams are, what you might have wanted to ask Artie. And I certainly will get him back on because he has been a guest on the show several times. Okay. I am now with area code 949. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Selena.
Selena?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I like that name very much. Well, Selena, what are you hoping to get from Artie tonight?
Well, I'm hoping to get from Artie tonight maybe some indications of what's to come in the next couple of months in regards to career and love.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask him about career myself. I was told by an astrologer that my career is really going to take off in 2016. I don't know if you or the other listeners know, but I'm an author and I have 4 books published. And a 5th one just came out that's going to be made into a movie. So I'm kind of just wondering what the universe has in store for me. I've written so many books and nothing has happened so far, but you never know. This could be the one. So I hope that you'll get to talk to Artie tonight, and I ask for your patience, and please just hang in there.
Okay.
Thank you. Area code 301, who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, my name is Marietta.
Marietta?
Yes.
I love that name. That's beautiful. Well, how are you tonight, Marietta?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, too. What are you hoping to gain from talking with Artie in our reading tonight?
Well, I need to find out why I'm attracting so many losers. I just don't understand. I attract like these thug kind of guys and or womanizers or woman beater kind of guys, and it's kind of strange because I don't understand, you know, what I'm doing. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. I don't know.
Well, let me just ask you a question. Maybe I can help you with this. I have a lot of experience with people that have been in abusive relationships. Did you suffer from any form of abuse as a child?
No, not as a child, but when I turned like 18, my first like relationship was abusive. But ever since then, I try to, you know, avoid. I can pretty much sense, you know, those kind of guys, but for some reason they still keep trying to come towards me. So I'm not stupid. You know, it's like I know I can see them from a mile away now, you know, but I just don't understand why they keep coming towards my way. Yeah.
Well, that's good that you at least have that insight. What was your family of origin like?
You mean like, where they come from?
No, just what was your childhood like?
Well, actually, my father raised me, and my mother didn't really want to be bothered with me, you know. But my dad, you know, he's a very good dad. He was very strict, and he always believed in, you know, doing something with your life and reading and education. He really stressed education, and he really never let me date or anything like that. You know, he was very, very, very protective, but he was, he was a good father. Yeah, he's
well,
a good father.
Well, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Did you get a good education?
Yes, I did. I got a bachelor's degree in nursing. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so
I'm wondering if you felt not having a mother present in your life, did you feel abandonment and neglect and rejection issues as a result of that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And it affects you in a different way because you're not as feminine as, you know, most women are. So you have kind of have like a rough edge to you because of that. So, but I learned, I have older kids, so I've learned to be more motherly. I'm real motherly with my kids, you know. So I learned how to be on my own as opposed to not having a mother.
Right. Well, that's wonderful. So you've kind of made up for that and perhaps have done your own mothering on yourself through the mothering that you've done for your children. I would imagine that is probably the missing link, though. Is there anger involved, or have you been able to resolve that towards your mother?
It's anger. It's definitely anger. Mm-hmm. And I had talked to her. I had seen her 2 years ago, and I hadn't seen her in like nearly 40 years, you know. And when I saw her, she said some real nasty things towards me, and I got so angry that I, you know, I wanted to get violent. That's how mad she got me, because what she said to me was so evil. And I learned, I'm trying to learn how to forgive, you know, which I've come a long way, you know. So I try to forgive her and just let her go her way. You know, that's how she feels. That's how she feels. And that's the way it is. But I did have, like, anger problems, you know, because of that. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that perhaps is the missing link for you. Do you feel like you have a bit of an edge to yourself?
What do you mean, like, do I have a bit what did you say? Repeat
well,
again.
No, I asked, and I'm going to need to define this. Do you feel like you have a little bit of an edge to yourself? I mean, when we hold anger and resentment, sometimes we aren't always aware, but it makes us a little bit edgy.
No, you know, I'm the kind of person, like, I can pretty much get along with anybody, and I don't let a lot of things bother me. There's just the only thing that really angers me is when someone tries to take advantage. They take my kindness for weakness, you know.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I'm too kind. So I think
that's
what it is.
Could be. And that could well be. You might want to take a look at that. Because people that are too kind can become victimized. And so I would encourage you to work on the gift of discernment, which it sounds like you've done a lot of work in that area, if you're able to recognize potential victimizers. So that's a good thing. But I would encourage you to work on forgiveness issues, because forgiveness is a process. It's not done all at once, especially if the wound is deep. And it will be interesting to see what kind of a reading you get from Artie. I've got some other numbers to check on, so I'll come back to you. And if for some reason he's not here tonight, which is very unusual, I will post, just for everybody that's listening, I will post on blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark all of my upcoming shows, and you can search for Artie Hoffman in them. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marietta.
Okay.
Hello, this is David Clark. I'm talking to area code 856. Who is this, please?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I would be better if Artie was in the studio. I'm wondering what it is that you would hope to find out tonight.
Just basically what my next, what the career path is that I'm going to be working on. And I'm looking to buy a home next year, so I'd like to know if I'm going to be able to do that.
What is it that you do now for a career?
I develop training.
Oh,
but
what kind?
Lately I've been exploring a lot of psychic and spiritual development, so I'm wondering if I'm supposed to be going down that path, but I'm kind of conflicted with it because I really want to get my home on the water, and I don't know if that's the right path for me or not, or if I just should stay where I'm at.
Sure, sure. Well, just to let you know, Artie does have a weekly radio show called Angels and Answers. You might want to Google that if for some reason you aren't able to talk to him tonight. You're way down in the queue, and he hasn't called into the studio yet, but don't give up hope, and Google Angels and Answers to find out when his show airs.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So, Christopher, here we go. You're number one, and there's no Artie here.
I know.
What were you hoping to ask him tonight?
I was just hoping to ask him what spirit wants me to know the most at this time. I seem to be in the funk. I was just looking for a little direction.
Yeah. Are you at all in touch with any of your own psychic abilities?
I would say, I really don't. I need to probably focus on more on that, but I guess right now, no. But
well, you know, we can all develop them. It takes time. I'm not a medium, and I have had some luck with telling people about their future, but I haven't done it on the air yet, so I'm a little bit reticent to go in that direction. But thank you for calling in tonight, and I'm just going to check out a couple more callers to see if that's Artie, but it looks like we may have to reschedule the show. So I do want to thank you for calling in tonight, okay?
All right, thank you.
You take care. I'm still here, folks. I'm with area code 760. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi there, David. It's Bridget. I was number 7 and somehow got disconnected.
Oh.
So.
Oh, Bridget. Well, okay. Yeah. I wondered what happened to your name. Well, Bridget, as you can tell from what I have been talking about, Artie is not here yet, so I hope you'll just hang in there for a little while, and if need be, we will reschedule him, okay? Can you hear me, Bridget? Okay, folks, it looks like we do not have Artie Hoffman tonight. My apologies to everybody. Something must have come up for him because he is very reliable. What I'm going to do is just bring up a couple of callers for a dialogue. Sandra, I'm coming to you. And Tom, I'm coming to you. Hi there, Tom. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm sorry I didn't show tonight.
Yeah, so am I. It's a disappointment.
Some last minute thing popped up, I guess.
Pardon me?
I said something probably popped up at the last minute for him.
I think so. I've got Sandra on the line, too. Sandra, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. I guess, you know, things happen. Maybe something went
they
on.
They do.
And, yeah.
What were you hoping to
read for people?
Oh my goodness!
I know you said you were reticent, but maybe this is your big chance.
Let me ask you what were you looking for tonight?
I'm kind of open, but I think I was going to ask about career.
What is it that you do now?
Well, I was in sales, so I'm currently not doing anything.
Okay.
I'm in between, and I don't know. I'm probably going to go back into some form of sales, although I don't really want to.
Well, I've heard that before you even said I don't want to.
Yeah.
That was right out there in your voice. What are your passions?
You know, I've been trying to identify that for the past year, and I have not come up with what really moves me. Isn't that strange?
Well, it is and it isn't. What I would suggest you do is follow the pathway of whatever makes you feel best in the moment. We'll call it feeling quote-unquote good.
Yeah.
And let that lead you in the direction of your passion. I didn't know that I was going to be an author. I was a salesperson once upon a time, and then I was a social worker. And when I retired from social work, I wrote my autobiography, and when I was done with that, I thought, what am I going to do next? And I thought about a character that I developed to entertain a coworker, and I wrote a series of books on this naughty nun who likes her bourbon and her Marlboros, and I discovered my passion that way. So it took a long time, and I was always good in sales. I had the best reputation in social work, but I did not feel fulfilled, and I just felt that going into work was a little bit of drudgery for me.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that I was performing well didn't satisfy me, and it sounds like you can relate to that.
I could totally relate to that. I had this similar experience. I was performing well, I was making good money, and I actually walked away from it because every day was just like a fight to get up and go.
What kind of sales did you do?
It was international logistics.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm. But my throat chakra was actually closing up. Like every day I would have a sore throat, a hoarse throat, like for no reason. And then I started to realize like it was closing up because it didn't want me to do what I was doing.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I stopped, it went away. And I mean, I had my throat checked, I had this, I had my allergies checked, nothing. And so I kind of, you know, was spending this time just trying to identify what I wanted to do, and I kept asking, oh, give me a sign, angels. And then when I thought about it today, I was like, well, maybe my path is to just be, like, on the path, doing something, and then it's going to be identified to me, almost as if when you're networking, you know, you kind of, one bridge opens up another bridge to another bridge to another bridge. It's, you know, like you would in sales. So I thought, well, maybe that's what I just have to do. Maybe I'm not doing enough.
Well, all the answers are within. And I like the word you kept using, be, because we're human beings, not human doings.
Yeah.
And when we are at peace with ourselves and just let it be, that's when the answer seemed to come to us. And that's how it worked for me. And I think it's just a matter of developing your intuition and using your empathy. You sound like a very nice person. And I'm sure that as a salesperson, you had to relate well with other people.
Absolutely.
And so that's a hint, you know. I don't see anything in terms of where your career is going to go, but I would just say that you are on the path to self-discovery, and that I would not judge this time. You know, we all need money to get by in this world, and it's understandable that you would be drawn back into an area that you had some success before. And if you have to do that, so be it. But focus on what makes you feel good and move in that direction and see what you uncover. And I would encourage you to do journaling, because journaling can uncover a lot of answers, and you don't have to have any particular subject in mind. In fact, it's often best not to do that, but to just sit down and write whatever comes out, and don't judge it. And you can look back at it over time. You know, Oprah Winfrey suggested using a gratitude journal, and
oh, yeah,
I think it's an absolute key to opening the door to abundance.
And
know,
it helps you to focus on the positive things that you're actually grateful for and the things that you have that are going well in your life, and not just focusing on some negatives. I just wanted to put out there, too, like off the total topic for your caller before, for the woman who is struggling with the bad relationships. And, you know, I think she's so self-aware and she's so strong, and I really hope that she doesn't let her mother win in the sense of keeping in that anger inside of herself, because resentment is something like drinking poison and hoping the other person's feeling it. And it sounds like she's on the path to, really unfolding into some really wonderful things. And I just wanted to tell her that I'm here for her, support-wise, as another woman. I know what it's like.
I hope she's still listening. A lot of the names
that
I have talked to just disappeared from the screen, so I don't know what that's about. Anger and resentment, as you say, are pure poison, and they can affect us in very adverse ways.
But it's just more than that. I mean, she just seems like she deserves so much more, and, you know, it sounds like she's really on the right path, and she shouldn't, you know, she shouldn't let what happened with her mom hold her back from, you know, the goodness that's going to come to her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You are right. Well, Sandra, thank you for those words of wisdom.
God bless to everyone.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for calling in tonight, and check out my blogtalk.com site again. See when Artie's going to be on.
Next time Artie's on.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Well, folks, it is apparent that Artie has not been able to be here tonight. I am grateful for all the callers. We actually had 13 callers tonight, and I may not have been able to get to all of you. So I encourage you in the future, if you want to be at the top of the queue, to call in right 15 minutes before showtime. And that is the way that you'll be able to speak with the guest. And right now, as a special treat, I'm going to play a song for all of you who have things in your life that you'd like to get rid of. It's a wonderful song by Jennifer Farron, who's a New Thought composer and singer. It's called Throw It All Away, and that's what I encourage you folks to do.
Trauma that can come from
That's Jennifer Farron. And if you're interested in getting a copy of any of her music, go to jfarron.com. Out of 13 callers, I have two left, and I'm going to go to each of you, area code 928 and area code 484, to see what you would hope to glean from tonight's show. And I'm trying to bring up, there's area code 928. I lost your name along the way. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, hi, this is Athena.
Ah, yes, Athena. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. No Artie tonight.
It's okay.
Well, what did you hope to hear from Artie?
I actually wanted clarity on a time frame I was wondering about.
Was it with regard to a particular issue?
Yes, like love and relationships.
Ah, okay. I gather you're single now?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what has your history been like with regard to relationships? Have they been pleasant ones? Or?
I was engaged, and right now me and my ex are... We still speak and stuff, but through text messages, and I know we're going to work things out. I just wanted to know as to when that was going to be.
Okay. How did you happen to separate?
Just misunderstanding.
Well, obviously, you know that you need to work on communication, and you're still in contact with him. And you have a lot of faith that things are going to work out. I would just encourage you to be patient. I mean, love comes from the most unexpected places and the most unexpected times. And Artie probably would have been able to give you a time frame. And I don't see that myself. I'm just not that gifted in that direction. But I do feel that your positive energy and that your faith is going to bring you back together with your ex, and that just keep doing what you're doing and focus on what you have now, not what's missing. Try not to focus on the fact that love is not. Just put forward the desire and think in terms of the song, "When You Wish Upon a Star, Your Dreams Come True," and hang fast to that belief. Shoot off that rocket of desire like Esther Hoffman would say, and then open yourself to the universe and to whatever happens, because what will be, will be. And if it's meant to be, it will be. And as they say, let it go, and if it's real, it will come back to you. And it doesn't sound like it's ever really left you, except for a while. So I wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And check back again to see when Artie might be on the show. I'm going to be in touch with him this week, and I'll try to have him back by the first of the year.
Okay,
you take care. I'm coming to area code 484. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call. My name is Tonette.
Oh, so Tonette, is it?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, I appreciate you calling in, Tonette. What were you hoping to find out tonight?
A time frame in love and relationship about a problem I'm having.
Ah, what's the problem?
Daniel. I need to know if he's going to move into my home, and if so, when? When will this all go down?
And you want him to move into your home? That's your desire?
Yes, but there's some problems here.
Okay. Well, you know, I am not Artie Hoffman, and I wish he was here tonight to help you out with that. I would encourage you to practice patience and communication. What's his name?
Daniel.
Daniel, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You did mention that. Well, that's a wonderful name. how long have you known each other?
30 years.
Ah, that's a long time. Has it been an off again, on again sort of relationship for you?
Yep, because of him.
Okay, well, you are really a very patient person to hang in there that long. I wish you the best, and check back. I will have Artie back by the first of the year, and hopefully
okay.
He'll be able to give you the answers you're looking for.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Tonette. You take care, and thanks for hanging in there.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect on the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.